So this is pretty much where it all starts. It's the brew house.
CEO and head brewer Chase Engel walks across a big open warehouse to several large tanks filled with bubbling liquids. This is where malted barley, hops, yeast, and water come together to create beer. It's about a two-week process, and the final stop is the so-called bright tank.
We call it a bright tank because the beer is bright. It's also, you know, it's your bottling tank, kegging tank, canning tank. Anything you're going to package off of comes off of this tank.
Engel says the process of creating beer is about 80% janitorial work and keeping things clean, 10% science, and 10% creativity. The Texas native has been brewing beer for nearly a decade.
I got intensely addicted to homebrewing when I was in college. It was all I could think about. I had always thought that I was going to be a professor when I grew up. I was planning on going to grad school. And then I found myself daydreaming about brewing beer while I was in some of my favorite classes, actually. And I realized that maybe I should rethink my career choice.
He found a job at Ska Brewing in Durango, washing kegs and bottling beer, then went on to work for Oscar Blues Brewery in Lyons, and finally moved to the Valley, where he became head brewer for the Aspen Brewing Company. It's been his goal all along to open his own business.
I would say since probably my second batch of homebrew, it's been my dream to start a brewery.
Engel's entering the market when it's hot and competitive. More than 10% of the nation's craft breweries operate in Colorado, and more than 200 of them are registered with the Colorado Brewers Guild. Because the market's so fierce, he's planning to distribute only in the Valley.
We hope to not have to distribute to Denver or anything like that. I think that with the explosion and the amount of breweries that are opening, that the days of massive microbreweries are numbered, or being able to grow to that level is numbered. And there's lots of good brewers out there these days, lots of good beer out there, and so we just want to focus on being a great local beer.
He's given me a lot of freedom in here to just kind of do whatever I want.
Allie Sangley is Engel's wife. She's in charge of the tasting room across the parking lot from the brew house. This is where beer and food will be served. Sangley points behind the bar.
And we have these things, they're sort of new and hip to the brewing industry. They're called can glasses. Only a few breweries have been doing them so far.
The brewery plans to release four kinds of beer when it opens: a pub ale, Belgian blonde, IPA, and a pale ale. Sangley says Engel has creative recipes that some brewers are hesitant to try, so she thinks their product will stand out.
Just cranking out the same beers all the time, which is not what we're about. We're about seasonal beers, being seasonally focused, so something new is always coming out of the brewery. We just want to be out of the box, and maybe some of the craft beer drinkers that are afraid to try something new, and get them in here and expand their palate, I guess.
The brewery's ticketed grand opening is this weekend. Regular hours at the tasting room start on Monday afternoon. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.